This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 43 people were killed in a factory fire in India's capital of New Delhi Sunday, the worst fire the city has seen in over two decades. Firemen fought the blaze from 100 meters away as the alleys around the building were too narrow for trucks to enter. Local media reported that a preliminary probe into the fire suggested a short circuit triggered the tragedy. The building's owner, Rehan, who goes by only one name, has been arrested as authorities probe eight possible failures to meet fire safety conditions. Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub, Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain. But protesters are still determined. Police said they arrested 11 people between the ages of 20 to 63.
That was Reuters reporter Emer McCarthy. North Korea said it carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. Analyst Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said North Korea likely tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News. According to documents reviewed by Kyoto News Service, Japan's army during World War II asked the government to provide one sex slave for every 70 soldiers. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the historical documents that highlight the state role in the so-called comfort women system.
The Kyoto report shows one dispatch from the Consul General of Jinan to the foreign minister that said the Japanese invasion had caused a surge in prostitution. It says at least 500 comfort women must be concentrated here by the end of April for Japanese soldiers. The number of sex slaves is not certain, but historians say they numbered in the tens of thousands or more. Some have denied official Japanese involvement and think the women were prostitutes who came of their own accord. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A Florida representative applauds President Trump's decision to review the military training program for Saudi Arabia after Friday's shooting at a naval base in Pensacola. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says the program should be put on hold after four people, including the shooter, died at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
We should pause this program. We should not be taking new incoming Saudi students until we are absolutely confident in our vetting process.
Gaetz spoke on ABC's This Week. More than 850 Saudis are in the United States for various training activities. They are among more than 5,000 foreign students from 153 countries in the U.S. going through military training. President Trump says he will review the policies governing foreign military training. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament Sunday and suggested a possible multi-billion dollar loan from Russia would be a key source of revenue. Iran's currency and economy have been buffeted by U.S. sanctions and other punitive measures imposed since President Donald Trump withdrew Washington from a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, although other signatories have labored to salvage the agreement. Carol Spinney, who gave Big Bird his warmth and Oscar the Grouch's growl for nearly 50 years on Sesame Street, died Sunday at the age of 85 at his home in Connecticut, according to the Sesame Workshop. The workshop said that the legendary puppeteer lived for some time with dystonia, which causes involuntary muscle contractions. Those two characters, Spinney, gained huge fame that brought international tours, books, record albums, movie roles, and visits to even the White House. Spinney voiced the characters from the inception in 1969 when he was 36 into his 80s. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.